USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mandates concerning getting the vaccine are still dividing people across America. There were protests and rallies held over the weekend in many cities. People on both sides of the issues demonstrating, and Arkansas's Republican governor talked about the administration's approach, Asa Hutchinson saying that the mandates do nothing but create more vaccine hesitancy. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press.
Let me make it clear that when I say I don't believe we ought to be engaging in mandates, I'm speaking of the government mandates, whether it's a federal government mandate or a state government mandate.
The Coast Guard says a Mediterranean ship is now a suspect vessel in the oil spill investigation off Southern California, and a spokesman for the Coast Guard says the MSC Janet may have dragged an anchor back in January and it may have hit that pipeline. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Three people dead and a police officer wounded after a knife attack in Arkansas on Sunday. Fort Smith police say they got a call about a fight with weapons at 6 a.m. And when officers arrived, they found, they say, Christopher Connor striking a 15-year-old in the face and the head with a rock. The police chief says as the officer tried to restrain the man, the suspect pulled out a knife and slit the officer's throat. The officer fired at Connor, killing him. The teen was pronounced dead at the hospital, and the lifeless body of a 42-year-old woman was also found in the home. And a half dozen people were wounded but are expected to survive after a Pennsylvania mall shooting. That happened at about 2 p.m. Sunday at the Park City Center. Six people taken to local hospitals. No longer any danger to the public, according to police, who say two people are in custody, but they have not discussed the possible motive for that shooting. The Steelers won an overtime game in Sunday Night Football, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says if the U.S. wants to avoid a possible fifth wave of COVID-19 this winter, just when seasonal flu is really kicking into gear, he says more Americans do need to get vaccinated. President Biden's chief medical advisor saying on Fox News Sunday that about 66 million people eligible to get the shot are still not doing so. Fauci also had something to say about those booster shots in an appearance on Fox, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke about the need for boosters based on information being gathered both here in the United States and also in Israel while appearing on Fox News Sunday.
Very, very clear that there's waning immunity and that we do need to boost individuals who received any of the three products that we've been dealing with right now.
The FDA advisory panel's recommendation will now go to the full organization prior to the issue being taken up by the CDC. I'm Tim Berg.
And for the second straight year, a Dallas homeowner's gory Halloween display has been confused for an actual crime scene by some folks. The homeowner, Stephen Novak, says that he was especially proud of this year's wood chipper blood fountain, which sprays 3,000 gallons of fake blood an hour, but he shut it down when it started to cause some problems in the neighborhood. And filing from our New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.